A scrap metal salvaging company is collecting metal from the Unalaska landfill and around the community at no cost to the city. Will Colas with Zheng Qing LLC says it's profitable for the company because of the current cost of metals.
One of the major unique situations with Alaska and, you know, Unalaska Dutch Harbor in particular is pretty much everywhere else, you know, you have to buy scrap metal off of people, and here everyone's all too willing to get rid of it. And, you know, the big difference is that everywhere else it's relatively cheap to process. We're here just due to logistical issues and shipping costs. It's somewhat of a different situation.
The Anchorage-based company plans on filling at least 500 containers with 20 to 25 tons of metal, shipping it to China for processing. The 30-person crew is working a day shift and a night shift in order to move as much metal as possible in a short period.
It's kind of a delicate balance, is getting as much stuff out as we can, but doing it quickly enough that, but still safely enough. We don't, you know, eat up a ton of money in crew costs keeping these guys fed and housed.
Though the current contract is for 90 days, they hope to finish in 30 to 45. Director of Public Utilities Dan Winters says the project is a good deal for the city. Usually, the city has to pay around $500 to remove just one junked vehicle.
We told them if they took our cars, they could have all our metal. So it's kind of a trade-off thing.
According to the current contract, Zheng Qing will take 300 junk vehicles and collect metal from around the city for free. The company's regional manager, Don Weathers, says they eventually want to take tires and nets as well, but don't have any buyers yet. The company asks individuals not to bring metal to the landfill until they have a system in place for accepting it.